So this morning, talking about weird things you've collected, because it turns out that, well, Jules collected sugar sachets.
I am not the only freak in Hertfordshire, though. Thank you so much for all of your messages. I mean, there's quite a lot of normal things like key rings and rubbers, erasers, you know, that sort of thing. Conkers.
Yeah, and then you get someone like Welsh Lisa on the phone in Stevenage. Morning, Welsh Lisa.
Morning.
Why do they call you Welsh Lisa?
What do you think?
Because I'm from Cardiff.
Oh, I'm not being funny, right? But that's brilliant. Do you know what?
Sometimes, it is, isn't it?
Sometimes I forget that I'm not Welsh because I lived in Cardiff for like 5 years. And
sorry. Sometimes I forget I'm not Welsh.
No, but I feel Welsh. So then when I meet a lovely Welsh person like Lisa, I want to chat about being Welsh, but then I realise I'm actually like, I'm not Welsh, so I feel a bit sad about it. You're really lucky.
Did you go to uni there or something?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
What did you study? Sorry, Welsh Lisa, for a moment. What did you study?
Spanish.
So you went to Wales and studied Spanish?
Yeah.
Brilliant, okay. So Welsh Lisa, what did you used to collect?
Right, I don't know if you remember in the 70s on Loaf of Bread, you used to get little square plastic ends that had a little circle on them that used to hold the loaves of bread together, the plastic on the loaf of bread, and you used to get all different colours in them depending on the different brand of breads that you had. So me and my friends at school, we used to have a competition to see how many of them we could collect.
Times were tough back in the day.
Oh, God.
That weird, I know, but they were lovely. Little plastic.
Have you still got any, Lise?
Do you know what? They're probably in my mother's house in Cardiff, somewhere in the loft or something.
Like Jules, how did you display them? Did you show people them?
I used to keep them on a rubber band, a big rubber band, because they'd hang on them like a little bracelet.
They would, wouldn't they? Yeah, of course.
They were. And they were quite thin. They were only a few millimetres wide, so it did look like a little bracelet when you had all the different colours.
So now when you go to the supermarket and you see that irritating little bit of plastic that you can never get off, the little bit of sellotape that goes around it with the best before
date
on it.
They don't do them no more, do they? They do the ones that look like the bend over that have got a bit of wire in, but they don't do these little square things anymore.
I tell you what.
They used to do them in England as well. Did they have them on the bread in England?
Yeah, we did. We did used to have those. Okay. But I love the fact that you've kept up with the technology of bread loaf fastening and still know something else about it.
How sad am I, eh?
Lisa, I love you.
I'm going to tell my students now when I go in. You can say hello to all the students at Hitchin Hairdressing College because I teach hairdressing there. So, cheers.
All right. Lovely speaking to you, Welsh Lisa.
Thank you. Bye. Good morning. Bye.
Bonita.
Bye.
Oh, do you know, sometimes I just forget I'm not Welsh. It's the...